waste. For solid sampling, so if we're looking at soils for instance, we'd use triers. The sort of triers that we got would depend on the nature of the soil. So we've got a sampling trier, we've got a sieve trier for more grain-like soils. If we get to really hard soils, then we go to an auger. So an auger then is simply one of these guys here where you put somebody with muscles at this end and you turn the handle and this thing at the bottom then grabs a decent sample of soil. So John Knott has got a whole swag of different augers that he uses out there for collecting his samples. Obviously if it's really hard you're going to get a machine at the end of this thing to collect it. A typical way of collecting auger samples then would be to take your sight, draw a W pattern on it, and then collect samples along the wings of the W. You would then composite those samples, air dry them, sieve them through a 2mm sieve, and then the samples are ready to do something with. So collecting solids, sieving is generally speaking the last stage where you ensure that you are dealing with a uniform sort of soil. Obviously if things get very hard then you're going to a core sampler to collect the actual rock sample.